Hi, everybody. I'm Jim.
I'm Agnes.
And Agnes, we're here at Maker Expo, and you know a little bit about making things.
Just a bit. I have a little experience in that world.
So, no, you are an actual real, you are one of the professional makers that we have talked to today.
Yes, I have committed my life to full-time making.
So can you talk? Can you expand on that? Can you talk about that a bit?
Actually, this year I decided that I would start my own business, mm-hmm. Sort of focus all my energy into creating something so awesome. Spreading the joy maker culture is really what I'm all about. Starting off by reaching the children, because mm-hmm. we all have to think about the children. They are our future. And so just getting them to, like, you know, level up on their skills. I'm just, like, looking at campers as we walk by,
yeah,
as they walk by.
She's waving at people who went to her day camps.
Getting distracted. I've seen, like, so many of my campers today. I'm so thrilled to see the families come out to the Maker Expo.
Oh, yeah.
So it really shows to me that they're really engaged and really excited and want to be here, and that maker culture and the maker sphere here in Kitchener is very strong.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that is, especially on a day like Maker Expo, it is indubitable. Like, we've had thousands of people come through here today. We collected at 3,000, I think, this morning.
Yeah.
After we'd been open for an hour and a half.
And the thing is that they're not leaving until, the only reason they're leaving is because they're so exhausted they can't walk anymore.
Yeah, there's a ton of things to do. Mm-hmm. There's a ton of things to see. What is, just choose among your children, what is the coolest thing that you've seen here at Maker Expo today? Apart from obviously this.
Well, I've got to say, I'm so impressed with the balloon dragon, Kaloth. She's just a beautiful creature. She came out of that truck this morning in pieces and got installed in the fountain. And I haven't yet seen her squirting water, but that's one of my, you know, my things I got to do today. So the balloon dragon is just breathtaking. What else? I was just, like, happy to sit down and actually make some stuff, so I had to carve out some time to sit down and carve a rubber stamp.
Nice. What was your stamp set?
My stamp is a little acorn with a face.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's super cool. So, I mean, you're deeply involved with the organizing of Maker Expo as well. Can you talk a bit about what it's been like to build up to this?
Yeah, absolutely. We've been planning for months and months and months. I don't even know how many.
Mm-hmm.
But we've been meeting bi-weekly and then more closely as we get closer to the event, obviously.
Yep.
So my role this year was to be heading up the sponsored exhibit. So we have 19 exhibits at the expo that have actually been given money to mm-hmm. put on their exhibit. So it's a hands-on thing that takes money and takes time to put on. So things like the stamp carving, the zines workshop, the big book, the balloon sculptures obviously are an incredible amount of time. So we put out a call for that, and we kind of whittled it down to the ones that we decided we'd like for the show this year. So that was kind of my role, is organizing all those folks and making sure they get paid and making sure they have what they need. So I've been running around today just kind of taking care of them.
Words every maker kind of likes to hear is making sure they get paid.
Makers should get paid, absolutely.
Yeah, art gets paid.
Yeah, and we appreciate all the people who are also coming and just volunteering their time today as well. So we wish we could pay everyone, but
we are happy to be here. It's been a really incredible day. Yeah. We've talked with everybody from, I think the youngest person we've interviewed today so far is 4.
Aww.
And the oldest person we've interviewed, I didn't ask, are you the oldest person we've interviewed, because that seems kind of rude, but they were in the, I think they were in their early 60s.
Okay.
So there's a huge range of people that this reaches, because it speaks to something inside everybody.
Absolutely.
Now, I'm not going to ask you what the coolest thing you've made is, because you've made too many things to count.
I could say that the latest thing I've made.
What is the latest thing you've made?
Well, at the expo, we've got a cardboard castle that Jen Van Overbeek and myself made over this summer. And it's actually been in the gallery for the whole month of September. So, lucky us, we do not have to tear that down today. We actually got to install it earlier this week, so there wasn't any, you know, early morning erecting a castle. So, that's been good.
So, the question we've been asking everybody is, what would you make? Like, unlimited time, talent, and treasure. What would you make? And we always spring it on people, which is why you're giving me that, like, really surprised look.
It's
okay. We sprang it on the mares, too.
Well, there's a project that I've been wanting to make, like keeping it real, because, I don't know, unlimited everything. I can't. I don't have an answer for that.
No.
My next thing, my next homemade machine is going to be a vacuum forming machine.
Oh.
So we could do custom molds of things. Mm-hmm. So that's coming up.
So what kind of things would you cast with that?
So, for example, we could like 3D print something and use that as the positive to make a mold of, and then we could cast chocolate or Jello or something edible into it.
Note
like
to self.
Imagine your face as
hang
a chocolate.
Out, hang out with Agnes for the cast chocolate.
The what?
The cast chocolate. Yes, I would like to eat my chocolate face. When can I do this?
Coming soon at Mindful Makers.
Eat your own chocolate face. Think about what you've done. Commune with the oneness. Sure. That sounds great. Where can people find you online?
Personally, you can follow at Agnes Makes.
Mm-hmm.
My company, Mindful Makers. Yep. At Mindful underscore Makers. You got to get the underscore in there.
Oh, yeah.
And mindfulmakers.ca is the website.
Cool. Yeah. Right. Thank you very much for your time.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks, Jim.